You know where the most of her people were, West Point people?
Yeah.
Okay.
And out in the country from West Point.
Okay, fine. Now, let's see, I'm going to ask you some of these what do you call type questions. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper? Around 3 or
4... Gosh.
Wait a minute now, let me finish.
Oh.
Around 3 or 4 p.m., you might say...
Afternoon.
Fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Daylight.
Okay. And what's an expression that has the word sun in it? I got up before...
Sun up.
Okay. And in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening it's...
When the sun... Between daylight and dark, we call it dusk.
Okay. But what do you call that time of day when the sun is just sinking in the west?
Day of Sunday.
Huh?
That's right. You've got it.
Sunday.
In the morning, you say it's sunrise.
Oh, yeah. Sunset. Oh, I didn't understand.
Yeah,
I can't hear too good, honey.
Well, some of these questions aren't worded very well.
Well.
Anyway. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Fair.
Okay. Would you ever say it's clear enough or it's fair enough or... Some expression like
yeah.
that? What one would you say? I mean, if you wanted to get across the idea that it was just in the process of getting better, the weather was, what would you say?
Breaking.
Okay.
The weather's breaking.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Thunder shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
I always call a mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Andines
or fire dogs.
Either one. Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little...
Lightwood.
What do you call a place that has a rod and hangers for hanging clothes in? A little room where you hang clothes up?
Clothes closet.
And what about a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes in?
Cabinet. No. Ship robe. Okay. I've got one.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Oh, I know, but I can't think of it. Weather board.
Good. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay, say it again.
Porch.
Sometime I might get you to say it again, because if I'm talking at the same time you are.
Porch, yeah.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Patio.
Okay. And what about just a little slab of concrete, maybe, that doesn't...
Whoa.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stoop to mean a little tiny front porch or back porch?
Stoop? No.
Okay. What do you call a fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before...
Pasture.
Now, when you drive them up to the pasture, but before you put them in the barn, you put them in a little fenced-in area?
Uh-huh.
What do you call...
Lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Rock
wall.
Huh?
Sure.
Rock wall. Oh, yeah. Oh, rock wall. I can't hear too good on it. Old lady's beating the side of
the You do. Fine. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top that you can carry water or milk in?
A vessel.
Yeah. It's a certain kind of vessel.
A barrel.
What's something that's smaller than a barrel?
I know what. Keg.
Something smaller than that. It's not shaped like a barrel.
Bucket.
Yeah.
A bucket.
Okay, fine.
Well, bucket.
And what about if it's made out of metal? Would you still call it a bucket?
Call it a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the
frying stove? Pan. Skillet.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a frying pan and a skillet?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
A skillet got a handle on it, and frying pan's got the handle out this way. Yeah.
Okay.